now what's going to happen is that in the party, the NPF people start fighting for positions, jostling for to say who is the loudest here, who can sing the loudest in this case. So for me, it shows that they are not really concerned about the plight of Zimbabweans as we are suffering right now, but they are concerned about power consolidation, which is very unfortunate because people are suffering in the country, and there is need that the current ruling party should actually put in its priorities right and putting these issues of elections in 2023 aside and focusing on driving the economy. But this is the thing that we're talking about endorsement. How does endorsing someone actually bring bread and butter on the table for people to survive in this country? So for me, I think it's a mistake. Sorry, it shows that they're not serious to address the fundamental issues of the economy.
What should they be doing right now?
They should actually be suspending issues of elections, the electioneering mode, and focusing on reviving the economy. But like I said, if they're beginning to talk about the 2023 election, that means they're now focusing on power consolidation than focusing on issues of reviving the economy. So which then shows that they are not serious. So like I said when I was in the beginning, that it's now the facade that the discussion is now all coming clearer, that people are pretending to be concerned about Zimbabwe.
And this used to be done when former President, the late Robert Mugabe, was still alive. Why don't they change their script or narrative in terms of doing business?
I think it shows the deficiency of ideas. I think perhaps they are failing to deal with the economic lockdown that you are facing. So I think it's a sign that they are failing to revive the economy. Surely, I think for me, the easiest task to do to revive this economy is supposed to just suspend any Mugabeism that was what was there and focus on doing things differently. But as we speak right now, what is clearly is that all the pretense is now coming out, and people are not serious about actually reviving this economy. Unfortunately, it's very sad for Zimbabweans that we are getting into the election mode. 3 years before the election is really that's something that is very worrying for us as citizens.